Thank you. Greetings, friends. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14 gives us another of the great I Ams that God spake in description of himself when he's speaking to Moses and he's preparing Moses to go down into Egypt in order that God could use him to deliver the people of Israel out of their bondage to the people of the country of Egypt. And Moses was worried and concerned about how he would impress and convince the children of Israel down in Egypt that God had sent him. And this was quite an impressive matter, I'm sure. It says in verse 13 of Exodus chapter 3, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? You see, up until this time, or until Abram's time, people did not know the character of God. They could well see that some supreme being had created the heavens and the earth and the beautiful things that were here on this earth, but they did not know about the character of God until God revealed himself to Abraham, and now in the same way he revealed himself to Moses. And so the people, Moses is right in his surmising here that the people of God asked him, well, now what's the name of God that sent us? We've been down here in Egypt. In Egypt for hundreds of years as slaves. So, in verse 14, and this is the verse we're going to concentrate on just now, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Yes, and then God went on to give Moses some signs that he could use to prove to the people of Israel that God was in this. He was able to cause the rod that Moses had in his hand to turn into a serpent and so on. But here is the great name of God Jehovah. I am that I am. That is the ever-present one, the always-existing one, the one that never had a beginning and will not ever have an end. Beyond all our comprehension, our finite minds do not take in infinite things. God is infinite, and we are finite. I am that I am. Now, this at first blush sounds like a strange statement. Why didn't God say, I am God? Well, that didn't answer the question either. So, God says, I am that I am. I am has sent me. Now, when you think of this, there couldn't be a greater statement made. The I am of eternity. The I am that ever existed, never was or never will be in the sense that we use the terms, because he ever is. At all times he is. And we read in the Hebrews that they that come unto God must believe that he is. Yeah, that he is God and that he is alive, that he is existent right now and always has been and always will be. He must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of all those that diligently seek him. This is true. This is a characteristic of God. No one can seek God really with all their heart, mind, and soul and be turned away. God will not hide, nor will he withhold himself from the soul that wants to get in touch with God. Right where you are, whoever you be, whatever you be, God, the Lord Jesus, now is ready to receive you if you receive him. He'll give you salvation. He'll save. He's the one who does the saving because he's the one that did the work that saved. I am that I am, the ever-present, the all-powerful one. not only the one that ever existed, but he's the all-powerful one, omnipotent. Omnipotence is gone. The all-power, the almighty power. No power can equal or exceed it. The power of God. He's the one that you and I, as helpless, puny individuals, mere specks on the horizon of time, we must meet. The Almighty God. The ever-existent God. Not only that, but he is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. And he is omniscient. He knows everything all the time. We have great machines called computers, and they do marvelous things. But they cannot, in any shape or form, compete with God. He knows the past. He also knows all the future. He is the great I Am of eternity. Eternity is the only expression that we have that can cover God in any measure at all. You and I have a beginning, we'll have an end. This heavens and earth that we now know and see had a beginning and there will have an end. God had neither beginning nor end. He is the great I Am, the present, ever-existent, never-ceasing, great I Am of eternity. And so Moses can go down to the children of Israel and tell them, what is his name? I Am that I Am, the one that has supreme authority. The one who has all power, the one who is ever present amongst the people he's created, whether it be the children of Israel or whether it be you and me in this our day. We fail to think many times that God is right beside us, that he's near us, that he knows all about us, he knows our thoughts. He knows our actions, he knows whatever we've done, he has it all recorded. We don't understand that. Even the hairs of our heads are numbered, he says. Not only counted, but numbered. Well, many people will scoff at this, but the Bible says so. He knows everything, so he knows when your hair falls and when you don't. When the robin falls to the ground dead, then God knows it. The sparrow, anything that happens on earth, God knows it. And so, friends, you and I, who are his most responsible creation, the creature with thinking ability, the creature that's able to conceive and do things, the creature that's able to care for himself and provide for himself and others, the creature that can learn and add to his learning. We are the ones who should be personally acquainted with God. And then the fact that the Lord Jesus, who is God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one and one in three, the blessed Holy Trinity, each appearing in a personal way as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus came into the world, God sent him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And the Lord Jesus came into the world to die on the cross, to seek and to save that which was lost, to answer to God for our sins. The one who had no sin and knew no sin, the perfect one. The one who had innocent blood, pure blood. He shed that blood, for it's a principle, a divine principle of God, that without shedding of blood, there's no remission. And so it took the precious blood of the Lord Jesus And Peter could say that we who are redeemed, those who have trusted Christ now and know it and have passed from death to life, and their sins are forgiven by the, according to the Holy Scriptures, your Bible and mine. Peter says we're not redeemed of corruptible things such as silver and gold from our vain conversation received by tradition from the fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The precious blood of Christ was shed on the cross of Calvary for you and me. He is our Savior. He came to seek and to save. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. My friends, have you him as your Savior? Are you counting on something else? Your own good works, wonderful as they may be. Your religion, great as it might seem. The things that you do and say, they might be marvelous, but oh, my friends, they can't save you. There is only one way of salvation, and that's through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Savior for the world. And as many as receive him, they'll be saved. We must acknowledge our sin, and that Jesus bore that sin in his own body on the tree. And we must accept him as our Savior. In our thoughts, in our mind, in our soul, committing ourselves to him alone. He saves, and he saves willingly forever. Thank thee, Heavenly Father, for thy word, that thou art the great I Am of eternity. We poor specks on the horizon of time must meet thee someday. O grant, Lord, we may meet thee in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, having accepted him, while life shall last on earth. God bless our country and all our great men of state, the president, the cabinet, the congress, and the courts, the governors, the mayors, all other officials of our great land. Help them to be righteous and to live godly lives, exemplary lives, and grant that each one of us in our own way, in our own little sphere, will likewise show that we've been with Jesus and learned of him. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.